you can't do that while you're texting, and so ways are developing of doing it within this medium. All spoken languages have what a linguist calls a new information marker, or two, or three. Texting has developed one from this slash. So, we have a whole battery of new constructions that are developing, and yet it's easy to think, well, something is still wrong. There's a lack of structure of some sort. It's not as sophisticated as the language of the Wall Street Journal. Well, the fact of the matter is, look at this person in 1956, and this is when texting doesn't exist, I Love Lucy is still on the air. Many do not know the alphabet or multiplication table, cannot write grammar. We've heard that sort of thing before. Not just in 1956, 1917, Connecticut school teacher. 1917, this is the time when we all assume that everything somehow in terms of writing was perfect because the people on Downton Abbey are articulate or something like that. So. From every college in the country goes up the cry, our freshmen can't spell, can't punctuate, and so on. You can go even further back than this. It's the president of Harvard. It's 1871. There's no electricity. People have three names. Bad spelling, incorrectness, as well as inelegance of expression in writing. And he's talking about people who are otherwise well prepared for college studies. You can go even further back. 1841, some long-lost superintendent of schools is upset because of what he has for a long time noted with regret, the almost entire neglect of the original blah, 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 blah.